Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. In a restaurant, a woman with long brown hair streaked with gray sits alone at a table for four. She butters a roll. A woman with shoulder-length blonde hair enters.
Hello, Randy. Are they here?
The blonde looks over at the woman alone. The blonde purses her lips and walks over. The woman at the table types on her phone. Call at 9. Say the cat has seizure. She waves her roll, takes a bite, and stands.
I've been so looking forward to this.
With the table between them, they exchange air kisses.
Me too.
So, the boys aren't here yet.
Oh, boy, nothing gets by you.
The blonde picks up the basket of rolls.
We won't be needing this.
Oh,
wait, what do you use to sop up sauce with?
I don't need sauce. I'd like a vodka martini, straight up, very dry, please, and two olives on the side.
You do know that vodka's made from potatoes.
Alcohol has its own rules.
So,
what do you think is so important that we have to have dinner tonight?
I'm getting something. I have a very strong sense that this is the night they announce their retirement.
I've been wondering the same thing. Of course, I'm not psychic.
Oh, honey, you don't know that.
No, I do. Because no one is.
Well, I hope they do.
Me too.
Hello?
A man with a full head of gray hair leans over the blonde.
Hi, sweetie.
No appetizers, no dessert.
She pats his arm.
How are you, love?
Hello, Saul.
Hello, Grace.
The taller man kisses the blonde, Grace. The table is covered with food.
These mussels are delicious. And the crab, so fresh. And they give you three sauces. Look at this oyster. Do you think they realize they live in their own spoon?
We've only had this seafood platter 700 times.
Saul's a little anxious tonight.
Something happened at the office?
Actually, we do want to talk to you, too, about something. Right, Saul?
Okay.
The taller man, Saul, nods and scratches his gray hair.
Well,
He looks from one woman to the other.
As you know, we're getting better with age, and this can be a very exciting chapter we're about to open in the book of life. It feels alive with possibility and change. And Frankie herself says change is always good, especially when starting this new chapter of our lives.
This new chapter of our lives is going to be over if you don't get to the point.
I'll do it.
No.
It's okay.
Robert.
Please, Saul. What Saul is trying to say is, I'm leaving you.
Grace looks away briefly.
And he's leaving you.
The brunette, Frankie, looks at Saul.
For this next chapter of our lives.
You're leaving me?
Yes.
Who is she?
Oh, it's not what you think. It's a he.
Excuse me?
And it's Saul. I'm in love with Saul. Saul and I are in love.
My Saul?
Your Saul.
You mean you're gay? And this is who you're gay with?
This is who I'm in love with.
God.
No, this makes no sense. You're business partners, you're not lovers, friends.
Saul shakes his head.
How long has this been going on?
Well, it's been, I don't know exactly.
20 years.
You don't think there was a better time to tell us this? Like, say, any time over the last two decades?
I'm gonna throw up.
I'm so sorry.
Why now?
We want to get married.
Oh, married?
Because we can do that now.
I know, I hosted that fundraiser.
Oh my God.
People stare.
This is why you brought us here. You didn't want me to make a scene, did you, Robert? You thought this place would protect you. You spineless... chicken.
She throws food.
Oh, don't do that.
Sorry, are people looking? You want a scene? I'll give you a scene.
No, actually, I didn't want a scene.
Son of a bitch.
I can't believe this is happening.
Breathe.
Wait,
breathe. In.
Frankie uses an inhaler.
Take your fucking hand off my sternum.
Please.
At their home, Grace marches past the gray-haired man, Robert, to a drink tray and grabs a tall, frosted bottle.
Grace.
She stares fixedly at him. He won't meet her gaze.
Of course.
With a straight back, she ascends the stairs. Robert drops his hands to his sides and looks away. Frankie removes her jewelry.
I'm sorry, Frankie. I didn't know how to handle it.
Well, good job picking the worst way imaginable.
Some things there's no good way to do. How do I tell the woman I've loved for 40 years that I can't be with her if I want to be happy?
You don't. Ride out the clock. Stay miserable. I've got news for you. The next chapter is not that long. Wait, is that why you got the Cialis?
Everyone gets Cialis at my age.
You probably should sleep in the den.
With a brief nod, he leaves. In a beige robe, Grace sits at her dressing table. She plucks off her false eyelashes. She unpins a sandy blonde hairpiece attached to the crown of her head. She unties two strings from the back of her head. The ends dangle from her temples. She yanks them off. She grabs a hairbrush.
Grace. Can I talk to you for a second, please?
I don't know. Not talking is your forte.
Well, I'm talking now, and I'm sorry. I just never thought you'd be this upset.
What did you think I'd be?
I honestly thought you'd be relieved.
Relieved? Really? Relief is what you're feeling. I'm feeling like the last 40 years have been a fraud.
Now, come on. Only the last 20 years were a fraud. That's a joke.
No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to pretend that this is nothing.
No, you're right. It is not nothing. And I should have told you a long time ago. But let's be honest. Were you ever really happy with me?
I was happy enough. So we didn't have the romance of the century, but I thought we were normal. I thought we were like everybody else. I thought this was life.
And I thought there was more.
In a pale blue bathrobe, he turns.
Would have been easier if you'd died.
Brows knit, he turns back. His blue eyes regard her. She stares at her reflection. In the den, Saul lies on the sofa bed in plaid flannel pants and a t-shirt. Light from the TV flickers. Frankie, with her hair in a braid and a scarf around her head, enters.
I can't remember the last time I've slept without you. I know I've done it, but I can't remember.
He turns off the TV.
Come here.
He moves over. She lies down back to him, knees bent. Saul puts a hand on her shoulder.
I hate that I hurt you. I really do love you.
He moves closer.
You've always loved me for
who you are. Ironic, isn't it?
He spoons her. They rock slightly together. Daytime. Two men, one dark-skinned, the other fair, walk toward a single-story house.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Dad. Mom.
We need to talk.
Oh, my God. Is this another intervention? Dad, I'm 90 days clean. I swear. I took an Advil PM last night, but I took that as directed.
This is not an intervention.
But you may want to make sure your sponsor's available, because this will kick you in the balls.
Frankie sets a tray on the coffee table. She wears a loose-fitting dress and a necklace of pale stones set in silver. She pats the couch. In bed, Grace flinches and covers her head.
Grace, I'm going to cancel the kids.
No.
They'll know something's up. I'm not ready to talk to them yet about this.
Are you sure?
Yes. Try to be straight for one more brunch.
The dark-skinned man sits next to Fair Frankie.
You're gay? Uncle Robert's gay? I mean, you've always had a big personality, but I never thought that...
You and Uncle Robert.
I don't see it. Oh, God, now I see it. Mom, I can't stop seeing it.
I'm sorry, why don't we have a therapist here? There was one here when the dog died.
Oh, wait, there's more. Tell them.
Haven't we had enough news for one day?
They're getting married. Because they want to make the most of their remaining years. But that's okay. I mean, I've always dreamed that I would spend my remaining years alone. Hummus?
Her fair-skinned son stares at her. She passes the bowl to her dark-skinned son, who puts his arm around her. In the dining room, Robert and Grace sit at a dark wood table. Two blondes enter.
What the fuck is going on?
Where are Mitch and the kids?
Dad, you're gay? Bud called. When were you planning on telling us?
I just wanted one last normal brunch.
Is someone gonna start explaining what's going on?
Ask your father.
Dad.
Well, girls, it kind of is what it is.
Great talk, Dad.
Oh, please, sit down.
One sits.
I mean, if I found out you were being indicted, I would have said sure, but this?
Oh my God, what am I gonna tell my kids?
Why don't you start with, do you know where poop comes from?
Oh. Robert covers his face.
How am I in trouble right now? Sorry, Dad.
Look, I'm sorry you had to find out this way, and I know it's a shock, but honestly, it was killing me.
This is why I didn't want to talk about it.
The taller woman moves to sit by Grace.
I didn't want to fall apart in front of you.
No, it's okay, Mom. It's a fall apart kind of a thing. Daddy, Come talk to you in a little bit, okay?
She gestures away.
Oh.
He takes his cup and quickly removes a croissant from a basket.
Mom, we're gonna get you through this, okay? We're gonna find you people to talk to. People who understand exactly what you're going through.
There's a group for wives of husbands who've turned gay in their 70s.
Mom, we'll go to Palm Springs for the weekend.
Oh, there is definitely a group there, Mom. We could play tennis and we'll go to the movies and...
I can't plan. I'm just trying to keep my coffee down.
Mom, what can we do for you?
Nothing.
The sisters share a look.
How about a Valium?
Grace holds up two fingers. The taller sister, one finger.
Okay.
If anyone can deal with this, Mom, it is you. You're always talking about a door closing or a window closing or opening something. The point is, you would say...
The journey starts in the unknown.
And there are butterflies that come from cocoons.
Oh, that's just shit you say.
Mom, 3 months ago, his life was a total mess.
No shit. What professor scores coke off a student?
And not even the one he was sleeping with.
Right. I was as low as you could get. But look at me now.
Yes, look at him.
God damn it, he's a substitute teacher.
But I'm okay because of you.
Saul sits in the den.
Coyote. Noi Buddha K. I have got to get out of here.
At Grace and Robert's, a delivery man carries a large box to the door.
Thank you so very much, ma'am. And you have yourself a great day now.
Fuck you.
He leans away, then backs out the open door.
Wow.
On the box, attention Robert Hansen, fragile. She removes packing plastic. Ryan Gosling's face stares up at her from the seat of a wooden side chair. She looks away, then back again. In Robert's study.
Your chair arrived.
Oh my God, they said it was gonna take 6 weeks. It took 2 days. When does that happen? It's a joke between me and Saul. A private joke.
Now you get a sense of humor.
Robert returns to his desk. Grace wanders. She touches the spread on his bed. Turning, she regards a framed sketch of a man.
When did you get this piece?
About a year ago.
He watches her reflection in his computer monitor. She picks up a black and white photo of George V and Tsar Nicholas in yachting clothes. On the bookshelf, The Male Nude by David Lettick. Comeback by Dick Francis, Blasphemy by Douglas Peterson, Cuisine Rapide by Pierre Franet and Brian Miller. Brows knit, she looks at him.
I gotta get out of this house.
Why don't I go?
No. I've never really liked this house. I'm gonna go to the beach. I have a question. When people ask me why we got that house with Saul and Frankie, I tell them what you told me. That it was a business decision, right? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity we could only afford together. That's not why, is it? Yeah. Well. If anybody's gonna sit on Ryan Gosling's face, it's gonna be me.
She walks off with the chair. Robert crosses his arms. In a liquor store, Frankie takes a red shopping basket. She loads up on packages of cookies. The clerk watches. In the frozen food case, she grabs a pint of ice cream. She reads the label.
Excuse me. Have you ever wondered if Ben and Jerry make more than ice cream together?
What?
Ben and Jerry. Are they more than ice cream buddies?
I know.
The woman takes her six-pack of beer and walks away.
Bitch!
In a drugstore, Grace wears dark glasses. Her face is on packages. She removes her glasses. One is labeled Say Grace Wrinkle Reducer.
Excuse me? Is that you?
It used to be.
She puts her glasses back on.
Oh, well, hello there, you. Grace, it's me, oh, Daphne.
Hi, Daphne. Gotta run.
Grace raises her sweater's hood and runs.
Give me one of those bottles things. A big one. Give me a big one.
The clerk selects a bottle of Jameson's.
It's good. Listen, sir, what brand would you smoke if your husband turned out to be gay?
Newports.
For the last 20 years.
Lucky's?
I'll take those. Saul never let me smoke. Imagine him judging what I put into my... I mean, I'm telling you, and the whole time... You know, they were doing blowjobs.
I hear you.
I mean, I'm assuming.
At the beach house, Frankie sits on the pale blue sofa and lights up. On the tray before her, a bowl, glass, ice cream, the Jamesons.
Oh.
She puts out the cigarette. She spoons ice cream into the bowl. And adds a generous measure of whiskey. She eats, then gags. Replacing the ice cream lid, she puts a photo face down and carries the ice cream to the freezer.
Fuck shit!
The door closes.
1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
With both hands, she tugs on the freezer door. She removes a brown bag marked Property of Frankie and Saul. Inside is a mason jar half full of pieces of something orange. She kisses the jar, then sets it on the counter. At the sink, she fills a tea kettle. She sits facing the ocean at a table with lit candles. She holds her phone out in front of her.
Okay. In a little while, I will drink this tea, which I've made from the peyote cactus. The peyote will propel me on a vision quest to find insight, tranquility, and acceptance. A vision quest I had hoped to take with my soon-to-be ex-husband. But now I walk this path alone. I know not where this road leads, but I know that I will return changed. Because of this impending transformation, I've called my loved ones to tell them goodbye. But no one was home, hence this recording. Apparently, the tea can be very bitter. But the Indians believe that if your heart is pure, the bitterness will not be tasted.
She drinks.
Oh, holy shit, that's bad. Oh, my God. Oh. Apparently, I have some purification still to do. I will do it off camera. This is the old Frankie saying goodbye to everyone.
She blows a kiss with both hands. She touches the phone. And again.
How the hell do you turn this thing off?
Grace wheels her suitcase and carries the chair. She regards a flight of steps. Setting the chair down, she kicks the case. Grace pauses. She wheels the suitcase. Inside, Frankie waves a smoking sage bundle.
Om Shanti Om.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing here?
You mean in my house?
This is my house, too. Look, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but when Robert told me we were going in on this place together, I made him promise we would never have to be here at the same time.
Oh, really? Because I had Saul actually write that into the contract.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But you hurt my feelings, so I lashed out.
Please, please, go somewhere else. I need to be here. People know me. I can't deal with anybody right now.
Well, I can't either.
Oh, sure you can't. People expect this kind of thing from you.
Oh, because I'm a tolerant person? I deserve to have my life blown apart?
I didn't say deserve. I'm just saying it's harder for me.
You have no idea what I'm going through. I lost my best friend. You don't even like Robert.
You have no right to judge me. You don't know us.
I'm sorry. I was judging by my experience of you, not the real you. That was wrong of me.
Thank you. Now, please just go.
You know what? This is not the energy I wanted to start my vision quest with, so I am going to go. But I will be back tomorrow, and of course, I will be a different person. Hopefully, the new me will like you better.
Frankie packs up her things. Grace drinks.
Goodbye to you and all I've ever known.
Frankie dons a straw hat with the brim pinned up on one side.
There's ice cream in the fridge.
Frankie slips the handles of a very large tote bag on her shoulder, then takes the jar and sage. She waves it once more. Grace gets her phone and watches Frankie walk toward the beach. Outside, Frankie turns to the house and waves the still smoking bundle. At an outdoor table, Robert picks up his phone.
Hello.
Hello. So, I get to the beach and who do I find doing her yoga noises?
I'm guessing Frankie.
They didn't have turkey.
What was that? Is that Saul?
No, no. I'm having a bite in a noisy place.
Robert mouths, "It's Grace," and puts a finger to his lips.
So, what's up, Grace?
I want this house, Robert. You owe me this. Consider it your gift to me. You know, the gift that says I've been bonking my law partner for 20 years?
Sorry. See, I thought the one upside to this whole mess was that I'd never have to spend another moment of my life with this woman. I want this house.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what you want me to do about it right now, Grace.
I want you to be sure this house is mine.
Because that's what I'm telling Frankie when she gets back from her vision test.
Grace stabs her phone. Robert glances down at his. He returns to the table and Saul, who sighs.
Stop.
What?
I know you. You're feeling guilty.
Yes. I'm feeling extremely guilty. I devastated someone I love very much. And you know what makes it even worse?
What?
I'm so fucking happy.
Robert touches Saul's arm.
Don't you feel even a little guilty?
No. I'm done feeling guilty about who I am.
Robert takes Saul's face in both hands and kisses him.
I'm getting there.
Eat your greens.
Evening. Seated by a fire in the sand, Frankie taps a brass bowl. Inside, Grace lies curled in a chair. Frankie plays a whirling drum. She records.
I drank. I vomited. It's not kicking in. It's not kicking in. Hola, senor Mescalito. Hello. Oh, ah. Oh, fuck. God damn it, motherfucker. God. Oh. Oh, my back. Oh.
Grace glances at her phone and closes her eyes.
Hello?
Don't hang up.
What do you want?
My scoflaxin.
That's not a word.
No, it's a medicine. My back's in spasm. I can't move.
It's totally harshing my buzz.
Where are they?
In the meditation room in the pill basket next to my shrine.
Grace rolls her eyes.
Okay.
I'll be right with you. I will.
Motherfucker.
Okay, where are you?
I'm in the desert. But there is water here.
You mean the beach?
Am I? I love the beach.
Grace stabs her phone. Frankie plays a wooden flute.
You could just live here.
Thank you.
What are those?
Muscle relaxers.
Nice.
Grace takes the container. Frankie chases the pills with the tea. Grace takes one, then does the same.
Okay. Oh, that's the worst iced tea ever.
What is in there, ass?
Peyote.
Peyote.
What?
I just took muscle relaxers with peyote.
And you're welcome.
What do I do?
You should probably brace yourself for some light vomiting, followed by life-altering hallucinations. Just let it all out.
This is why I hate being around you. You're reckless, you leave drugs around, your hippy-dippy attitude, and that everybody should follow their heart crap, and everybody will be just fine. Well, everybody's not fine.
On her hands and knees, Grace stares at Frankie's coat.
Am I supposed to be able to smell color?
It's your journey.
Oh, shut up. My journey. You wonder why your husband looked elsewhere.
Oh, now you're gonna blame me. Why don't you take responsibility for your own life?
I am not responsible. Stop dancing.
Frankie darts her eyes.
I didn't realize I was.
I did everything right, Lord. I stood by him for over 40 years. I raised his children. I shot with his mother. I did every single thing so he wouldn't have to worry about it. I played by all the rules. Why didn't you tell me there were no rules? It's not fair.
Your anger is frightening the sand.
I'm not angry. Why aren't you angry?
Because that's not me, that's you.
He ruined your life, humiliated you.
That's not why he did it. It's just the way he is.
He lied about everything.
He didn't know how to handle it.
He abandoned you in your last years. Aren't you even angry about that?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm heartbroken.
You're crying.
Grace touches a tear.
There's a whole world in here.
She moves the finger toward Frankie. The two dance around the ring of stones surrounding the fire. Frankie flops in the sand.
Look, that thing over there.
Grace points at the sky.
Hi.
Welcome.
Where is
Welcome.
It?
Welcome. There he is.
Daytime. Two black birds occupy a rock.
See those two birds?
Behind Jesus.
I don't see Jesus, but that's the general direction. They look like they really love each other, don't they?
The birds mate for life?
No one does.
Whichever one of you is the ladybird, don't trust him! He'll break you in two and leave you crumbled in the dirt! Save yourself! Fly away! Fly away!
You warned her.
I am a little angry.
You are?
Yeah, at myself. I mean, there were times, and I just thought, I guess I should have known something wasn't. But I couldn't.
Grace nods.
I ignored it.
I walked into Robert's study yesterday for the first time in, I don't know how many years. It was right there, in front of my face the whole time. Where was I? I missed it.
Saul once asked me to wear a dildo.
That's worse.
Let's go back.
Frankie removes a scarf from her disheveled hair and stands. Grace rolls to her knees. With effort, she puts one foot down.
You can do it.
The second follows. She wobbles. Whoa. Frankie takes her hand.
Okay. Oh. Wow, I must have half the beach in my vagina.
Slowly, they make their way past the fire ring. Inside, they both carry mugs. Frankie moves a wicker chair to face the beach. Grace moves the Ryan Gosling chair beside it. She wiggles on the seat, then crosses her arms. Frankie looks at her and smiles. She opens her purse.
See Alice?
Saul's.
Ooh, I think I peed a little on Ryan Gosling. Now what?
Cut to black.
Up next, the credit cards, the messy realities of divorce start to sink in for Grace, Frankie, Robert, Sol, and their equally frazzled adult children.
It's impossible.